It didn't work very well on the schizophrenics, but it was pretty clear in the 30s and by the middle of the 40s that electroconvulsive therapy was very, very effective in the treatment of depression. And of course, in those days, there were no antidepressant drugs, and it became very, very popular. They would anesthetize people, convulse them, but the real difficulty was that there was no way to paralyze muscles. So people would have a real grand mal seizure. Bones were broken, especially in old fragile people. You couldn't use it. And then in the late 1950s, the so-called muscle relaxants were developed by pharmacologists. And it got so that you could induce a complete convulsion, an electroencephalographic convulsion. You could see it on the brain waves without causing any convulsion in the body except a little bit of twitching of the toe. So again, it was very, very popular, very, very useful. Well, you know, in the middle 60s, the first antidepressants came out. Tafenol was the first. In the late 70s, early 80s, there were others, and they were very effective. And patients' rights groups seemed to get very upset about the kinds of things that they would witness. And so the whole idea of electroconvulsive electroshock therapy disappeared, but has had a renaissance in the last 10 years. And the reason that it has had a renaissance is that probably about 10% of people, severe depressives, do not respond regardless of what is done for them. Now, why am I telling you this story at this meeting? I'm telling you this story because actually ever since Richard called me and asked me to talk about, as he asked all of the speakers, to talk about something that would be new to this audience, that we have never talked about, never written about, I've been planning this moment. The reason really is that I am a man who almost 30 years ago had his life saved by two long courses of electroshock therapy. And let me tell you this story.